You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dogbound, be at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action excitement of every game. Secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We just had the Browns offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, in here. Flip, I was impressed. Gibbs, you weren't here, so it's easy, you know, when you're around somebody to see them smiling and you know, kind of be – he's a very got a good presence about him. Yeah, it's got a very good presence about him. What did you think of what you heard from the Browns' new offensive coordinator?
I came away impressed.
I did too.
I mean, right off the bat when he's like, we're going to throw to the running backs. I'm like, well, that's half the battle right there.
That was literally, other than what is your offense, that was the one question that I got more and more and more and more than any other when people had their opportunity to come. Will we use screens and throw the ball to the running
backs? Yeah, I like that. I like the fact that he's going to take some shots down the field. I mean, he was very frank. He was up front.
You got to love the way, again, as frank as he was, even speaking in depth about his expectations at the quarterback position. You know, what he's going to be preaching to them. And then also, too, you know that whoever's going to be that opening day starter has taken to his preaching, you know, and has done the most with it moving forward. That's the guy. Regardless, he doesn't care. It's going to be the guy that takes to indulging themselves in everything football and winning at the quarterback position.
I came away impressed. You know, I was impressed the first time Mike Pettine talked last year when he got hired, and I was impressed today with Coach DeFilippo. I really you root for a guy like that.
You do, and I know we've heard him say it before. I like that they're going to keep some of the zone scheme that was effective. They're going to incorporate more inside zone and gap blocking, which I think is good as well. Could get these guys who are powerful more up the gut than the Browns ever did last year.
Exactly.
And he's also going to try to make things as seamless for everybody as possible. He said in his introductory press conference, and I like that he said it again here, though, and that is, I can adjust. One person learning a new term is a lot easier than 30 guys learning new terms. So I think that's good.
And if you recall, you know, back when Johnny was starting those two football games, it was Kyle Shanahan adapting that offense to Johnny Manziel and those 10 others learning on the run to help that quarterback succeed. In this case, it's going to be for those quarterbacks, I'm going to create a system, and it's my way or the highway. And so these quarterbacks are going to have to grow. McCown's going to have to learn. You know, Connor Shaw's going to have to learn, which we saw him do in whatever system Kyle Shanahan had last year. But more so than anything, Johnny Manziel's got a lot of work, not only on himself, but he's got to grow as a football mind, which we all know he's capable of because he's impressed many with what he says in the way he grasps knowledge. But going out and doing it is a different thing.
I love that he said he's going to have a plan for Johnny. You're going to need to come in, and on this day you're coming in, and you're going to watch this tape. You're going to write this report.
That's when my head was nodding. Like, I was like, that is exactly what you should do.
And we have no idea if that was happening last year or not.
No.
It was never publicly stated like it just was right there that they're going to have a plan. Help him get on the page. And I would guess it sounds like he didn't. I also liked that he said, I'm going to be loyal to Pettine. I'm going to be loyal to this team. I think that was a pretty strong statement. They go back. But I think you got to have a plan at the quarterback position. And if Johnny can get his life together personally, getting that same – because when you know, from people I know who have gone into that type of facility, it's all about coming out with some type of structure and a routine that helps you maintain and fight that fight every single day. And I think to be a quarterback, you need to have that same structure and that routine to be the best and have it be your life going forward. And a lot of times, people who are addicts come out and get addicted to something else.
Yes.
And it's typically a healthier thing.
Get addicted to football.
So Johnny get addicted to football. I had a good friend who went to rehab, came back, he was addicted to running. And the guy just became a running machine and got in the best shape of his life. But that's what he was doing. He was running. And so hopefully Johnny can get his life in order and they can give him that plan. It sounds like that is going to be huge, huge. And just from the tweets coming in, people are very, very happy about what they heard from Flip. I thought that was a very, very good, strong interview. And let's go ahead and see what John in Chardon has to say.
Hey, guys, love the show. I love the interview with Flip. I do enjoy his energy, kind of parallels with Pettine's, you know, belief in
it
the
does.
Team. I've called them before about the wide receivers, and I read this morning about the Browns hosting a Heartline. You know, we definitely need some wide receivers, maybe a veteran, and maybe somebody in the draft could complement Hawkins and Gabriel. So crossing my fingers for Heartline and Ginn. We definitely need an aggressive kick and punt returners. So love the show, guys. Talk to you later.
Appreciate that. You know, I think what I like is he said you need diversity in there. We've got the small, shifty, quick wide receiver market covered. And he said you need some big people who can get the ball and catch the ball in the red zone. And I think that, you know, he hasn't gotten a good look yet at Rodney Smith. He's the only guy that fits that bill currently in this building. But I think that bodes well for the Browns looking at receivers with a little more size, which I think is important.
I think all three of the top receivers in this year's draft could play that role down in the red zone. You know, White and Parker especially. You drop off a little bit with Amari Cooper, but Amari Cooper has just got great body control. And we saw it time and time again how many touchdowns he had at Alabama simply because he's so meticulous in his route running. And his correlation and understanding of what the defender and how they're going to play him, that he was so efficient.
Big game Torrey Holt, that's who they compare him to. Mike in Akron. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how we doing? I like Flip. He's, you know, I like his energy and everything. But it all starts above him, and it's all Ray Farmer. And I just have no trust in Ray Farmer right now. I don't think he's doing anything right recently.
Do you not like the talent that was added to the Browns last year? I mean, if you wanted the first-round picks, the jury is still out on. But you got to like Joel Bitonio. You got to like
Whitner,
Chris Kirksey.
Dansby,
Hawk, West, Crow, Gabriel.
Pierre Desir.
I mean, a lot of good talent was added to this roster.
They're not all game changers. They're not playmakers. And we need to find those.
Yes.
In all honesty, he said that we are looking for – they basically said they're looking for Jordan Cameron. Well, why haven't we – locked up Jordan Cameron already?
I actually don't think that's what he was saying.
I don't either.
Jordan Cameron is more – is that move tight end, but is pretty much a pass catcher only. I think he was looking for someone who could be a little more versatile. The name that came to my mind when he was talking about that is Charles Clay. Charles Clay's lined up in the backfield for Miami. He's carried the ball. He's been flexed out. He's been in line. Now they put the transition tag on him, so I don't know if that's even a possibility. But to me, it sounds like he wants somebody that's a little bit more versatile than purely just a route runner.
More versatile, exactly. And a guy that can survive with a seven technique, you know, lining up over top of him. And if we're in a position to run the football, we're dominating up front, you're going to need a wide tight end, you know, lined up next to your tackle, not flexed out, to be able to own a seven or own a nine technique and secure that edge. As you said, he'd like to get the ball outside.
Dre and Barnes, I love that he wants to get the ball to the running backs in space. They can catch the ball.
Just to give me a check down.
And to move him out. But also, he said, talk about moving him out. And you saw the Steelers do that with Le'Veon Bell last year, and that really enhanced their offense and the value of Le'Veon Bell to that team. And I thought both Terrence West and Crow both showed that they could catch the ball in the limited opportunities that they were given. So I'm excited to see that part of the offense get a little bit more incorporated and a little more utilized going forward. I thought that was positive. At least he's got a clear, definitive plan in his own for a guy who hasn't called play. You would not know that was a guy who's never called plays or been a coordinator 100%. In the NFL before. I like the fact that for a team who's got its biggest need at quarterback, you're having a guy who's got that quarterback slant to everything he does, and he asked a great question about that. So I was impressed with him. I like that McCown is a guy that he knows his system and will be somebody that he's very familiar with working with and building around in the short term as he kind of helps that whole quarterback
room. And that's why I kind of asked that question, is because nobody's comfortable, you know, being an assistant. Everybody wants to be the guy. And so many of these coaches that maintain their position as a quarterback coach or wide receiver coach, behind closed doors, whether you like it or not, they're scheming up their own mix so that when the time comes for them to interview for that job, they go in and they knock them dead the same way Flip did here with Cleveland. Of course, the connection to Pettine helped. But he walks in not figuring things out. He walks in with a system that players have to adapt to, and that's what you have to love about him.
So give us your feedback on Flip. If you missed it, get it on the Browns app or at ClevelandBrowns.com after the show. Certainly a good 20-minute listen, I think, with the new offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. We asked them many, many questions, got into a lot of good stuff there here on CBD. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. We'll also get into a little after further review on ESPN 850 WKNR.